to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Yeah, no, what do you mean, ladies and gentlemen? It is finally happening. Yeah. Please welcome the former Secretary General, Mr. Ace Magashule.
One and only.
I've always wanted to know, what does a Secretary General do? Like, what is their job description?
Well, it's like in business, you have a CEO,
okay,
Chief Executive Officer of a company. So the Secretary General of a political party like the ANC runs the ANC on full-time basis.
Wow. So are you like second to the president, or is there anyone above you?
Well, second to the president, because you run in the organization, basically.
Yeah.
And even when the president takes certain decisions, even appointment of ministers, Secretary General and the president sit together before he sits with other officials and consult broadly.
Yeah. And during the struggle, what was your role? What were you doing during the struggle?
Well, during the struggle, I was like any other South African. I was part of community. And I participated in community struggles. I was a student, I was a learner. And during those days, we said, if you are a worker or a student, you are first part and parcel of the poor communities.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we had to struggle.
Uh-huh.
Those who were advantaged, who went to universities, those who were advantaged, who got jobs, we reminded them all the time that before you are a worker, before you are a student, you are part and parcel of the struggling masses of our people.
Did you do any military?
In what sense? Well, I was part of Mkhondo Wesizwe.
Okay.
You know, so,
wow.
So initially we trained inside the country, in the underground and outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
So when does your journey with the ANC start? At what age are we?
Well, 76, we are the last class of 76, where we are taught in Afrikaans, mathematics, Wiskunde. When 76 started in Soweto, it happened not only in Soweto, but it started in Soweto. It also happened in our township. During those years, we are still young. But there was an organization called Paris African Student Association, PASA, which was led by the late Fezile Dabi and many others who are no more. Oh. And that's why the district where I come from is named Fezile Dabi District Municipality.
Yeah. So in the ANC, where did you start? Like, what did you start as, and how did you get to be a Secretary General?
Well, 70s, and then I went to the Vaal. That's where I did my matric. Remember, during our times, in a small town like Paris, there was only one higher primary, and secondary school. So it went up to grade 10. That time it was junior certificate, JC. So from JC, which, remember, we had the certificate even for standard 3, standard 6.
Okay.
And JC, standard 8. That's then standard 8, now grade 10. And then matric. So I went to the Vaal in Sebokeng Zone 7 Residential High School. That's where I did my matric. From there, I went to the University of Forte. When I came back, I went back to the Vaal to teach at a school called Mokaka High School. That was 84. And 85, I went to my township, Paris, to Maule. I taught the at Pierre Lang High School. And then obviously, when I was at the University of Fort Hare, we were charged with high treason. Fezile Dabi and others. We were 22, Becky Mlangeni, Matilda Casella, Alfred Metele was the only old man who was with us coming from Danzan and Nyotri. That's where we were hiding during those years, during Charles Seve's rule in the Siskai. Yeah, from there, as I came back from university, we then 1984, July 15, the unrest started in that small town, Paris, and it spread to Deval on September 3, 1984, from Deval to Craddock. Yeah, the likes of the Craddock Four, Mefikoni, Fort Kalata, 1985, the International Year of the Youth. We were part of that struggle with the likes of Dickin Maate, the guy who established the South African Youth Congress when the ANC Youth League was banned. The people who were at the forefront even of organizing and mobilizing young people and teachers, the Craddock Four, we are part of that team. And then 84, 85, September 3, then the state of emergency. Okay, 85, around November, December, that's the establishment of COSATU. We were mobilizers and organizers of COSATU during those years. You remember they were charterists and workerists. I remember the likes of Pirosho Kamei, Fezile Dabi worked with him, the CUSA, and then that was the time when Oliver Tambo in 1985 said, make the country ungovernable, establish organs of people, rudimentary organs of people's power. And then we went that way. And then came the state of emergency in 1986. But 85, when I was still a teacher, I was arrested then. Internal Security Act. That was solitary confinement, 9 months solitary confinement.
Yo, that's crazy.
And I was put in a small town, and people thought maybe this man is far away. A small town called Kopis, very frequent white Afrikaner, real apartheid town that time. I spent 9 months in solitary confinement. And you can't even remember. When you're in solitary confinement, you don't even know. It's 24 hours, the lights are on. You don't see anybody. You are tortured night in the morning around 1 o'clock. They put in the water. They throw cats into the swimming pool.
What?
Cats?
Cats. Yeah, that's why a cat is my enemy. Yeah, because when I see a cat, my body...
You're traumatized.
Yeah, very much traumatized. I could tell you things which I don't want to say on record. What happens when you come out of Section 29? You don't even have feelings for quite a long period, maybe almost 2 years.
But I think people need to know the severity of it because people downplay what happened back then.
Yeah, we are tortured. I can tell you. When I was arrested, there were 22 hippos picking me up and many, many cars. And they only arrested two of us. My cousin, Sam, who was a trade unionist, and me. So during interrogation, during that period, because you saw 22 hippos, you thought they have arrested a lot of us. So they will tell you, so-and-so, Barnard Molokwane is saying this about you, you saying this, another one. When we were released, we realized we're only two. So we stood our ground. We did not give out information. During those years and days, the likes of Tom Letshwenyo, Tate Makwe, the late MEC for Education in the Free State, we come from the same township. The guys were organized in the underground, and we didn't know that we have commanders and commissars, different. We have different units and cells. I didn't know their cells. They didn't know our cell. So we will hit one egg in the morning, one egg in the evening, one egg at lunch.
Oh.
An egg was a hand grenade.
Oh.
That was our language. We had to code it. Otherwise, sometimes when we're going to hit, we're going to say, hey, is it raining today? Or what is the weather? And when we say it's raining, then it means you must hit. Unfortunately, the MEC, former education, was found with arms caché, and he was arrested also under Section 29. And it went that way. But anyway, sometimes we don't talk about... So apartheid was torturing all the time. We were tortured. And there was another Section 50 where they will take you for 14 days. So they arrest you, they release you, they arrest you, they release you. It was difficult during those days. But here we are, alive.
And how many years were you at the ANC for?
Well, as I say, remember, we're conscientized from the 70s, 76, 74, SASO. And then we worked there from that time. I was a teacher. I produced a lot of leaders of today. 80s. Well, I left the country. I also studied LLB 1 at VETS, 87. And I passed it very well. And that was the time, 89, I had to leave the country. It was hot. I had 18 places where I was hiding in Gauteng with the likes of Peter Mugaba, Budenim Caesar, the guys in Soweto. I stayed in Alex, Ku 14, Ku Shoti. I worked with the likes of Mike Beer, Moses Maikiso, Bomashatile, Bonet Kekana at that time. We were this side in Soweto. If Mkwe, one of the commissars, I worked with the likes of Aubrey Mkwena, Release Mandela campaign. I work with Bayers Naudet, one of the real Afrikaners. That was the man who paid for our accommodation.
Wow.
Together with Father Mkachwa, Catholic, Father Catholic Mkachwa. And that's where I stayed with the likes of Winnie Mandela. And sometimes people don't know why I used Dalimpofu. Because we were in the underground here in Gauteng. I was in the underground in Vosloorus, Tembisa, Yeovil, White City, Dobsonville, Soweto, next door from Kalima Matlantes, in Zone 8, Shawela. That's where my commander was. Yes, Orlando and Dobsonville.
And then
almost in Houghton and Parktown North and Parktown South.
And then when do you first encounter Chris Hani?
Well, before I encountered Chris Hani, remember we are coming in and out of South Africa. You know, apartheid guys were still stupid because we could still use... I had about 4 or 5 passports. My face, but not my name and surname. And we were able to go to Zimbabwe, through Zimbabwe. From Zimbabwe, we'll go to Tanzania, Zambia. So one day when we went out, I hope I'm not mixing the years. I met Chris Hani and Jacob Zuma, Thabo Mbeki. Jacob Zuma Mbeki and Steve Chwet were very close. Now, the fact that I was working with Winnie Mandela from the Free State when he was in Brandfort and when he was in Soweto, my commanders, our unit, we were reporting to Chris Hani. People won't believe it, but we had that direct interaction with Chris Hani. Of course, I was in part of the national executive of the United Democratic Front. So when they arrested my boy when he was 4 years, and they thought I would hand myself over to John Foster. I did not do that until there was a lot of noise and he was released. That's when, then 1989, I left the country. And I went to Zimbabwe. I went to Zambia. I went to Tanzania. And I took a lot of comrades. Some were mayors, some were teachers. Today, I took them out with Winnie Mandela through Pongola, through Swaziland. That's basically my history.
That's
my
crazy profile.
But I was a soccer player. Ace comes from.
Yeah.
Soccer player. I was a soccer player.
You used to play number 8, ne?
8 and 10.
And 10.
Yeah. I played for Paris Small Rangers. And then when I went out of Paris Small Rangers, I went to Paris All Champs. There was a team called Paris All Champs. But Paris Small Rangers, Dangerous Dikes, in Sasol, there was Sasol Beck Kelly's. In Kronstadt, Moroga, Shamrock Flowers, Welcome Real Hearts, and then Bloemfontein, Mangaung United. Before it was called Bloemfontein Celtics. And Mangaung United, we are giving them players as people from Paris, Prosi Harry, Rata Sihume, Java Suhume, and many others. So we produced a lot. And I was also in boxing. I was a boxer because I was taught one thing. Maybe sometimes that's why I'm stubborn. I was taught that you must be a street fighter first before you can know boxing. My team and my club was Paris Power Punch. I want to revive it because the guys who revive it are no more, who established it. Blue Jaguar Masapu, Schoolboy Mutle, the likes of Deval. And so boxing and soccer was part of me.
So when you revive it, who are we boxing first? Cyril?
Well, I don't know. No, I'm just trying to revive the sport. No, I don't think I'll box Cyril.
But with all the trials and tribulations that you went through, you know, being a part of ANC, which is a historic organization in this country, let's fast track to 2023. They let you go. What do you think that is, according to your eyes?
Well, I was the chair of the ANC from 91, it was the present Premier Dukwana. So I came in, I took over from him. Northern Free State, there were 14 regions of the ANC then. Before there were 9 provinces, we had 14 regions. And I became the chair in 91. Northern Free State, chair. South and North came together. I became deputy chair. Then I became chair. Until I was MEC for 5 departments before I was premier. And I was in parliament for 7 years, Cape Town. So what was the question?
Question is, why did they let you go?
Well, there were factions now. Remember 2017, the NDZ and CR. And factionalism reared its ugly head. Before that, maybe let me take you to 2012, because in 2012, What South Africans don't know is that we were the people who brought Cyril Ramaphosa to be the deputy president of the ANC. And we were warned. But we decided, I remember, we were at the State House, Free State House.
When you say warned, by who?
Well, it's something to talk about sometime.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm from that old school which says you can't talk about some of the secrets of the organization.
Mm.
Even if I'm angry, I can't talk about some or certain things. Even if I've left the ANC, that's how we were taught and cultured.
Okay, so they warn you, it's 2012, yes.
Yeah, because you remember, COSATU and SACP did not want Cyril. They said it was a bourgeois. Yeah. Myself, Supra, Zweli Mkhize, Sihle Zikalala, Phumulo Masuele, Nomvula Mokonyane, at the Free State State House, and maybe one or other two people. Zweli Mkhize, we said, Zweli Mkhize, come in. And Zweli Mkhize said, but you have President Zuma from KZN, Zulu, what? And we said, no, but it's not about that. We're not electing leaders. When we elect leaders, we elect people we think have the necessary capacity and abilities. And we cited Mandela Mbeki, Mandela Sisulu. It was not COSA, it was leadership, because we elected leadership according to merit, as I say. So COSATU said no, SACP said no. We said yes. And after a long time, they said Zweli. Zweli said no. That's why we made him treasurer general. They said I should come in as deputy. I said no. And then I was also nominated national chair in 2012. Myself and Comrade Balek Mbete, I declined because we had to have a smooth conference. And it was wonderful. And we had a host as the Free State. 2017, SACP COSATU says, Cyril President. It's us who say, no Cyril President. You see the contradictions. In Marxist terms, they call it negation of negation. Contradictions, but sometimes these contradictions are healthy. And so the people who said they don't want Cyril 2012, they now want him 2017. We who put him 2012, we now say no, end is that.
So when in 2012 there was resistance, right, but you guys wanted him, what about him did you see as a perfect fit for that role, and what had changed now in 2017?
We didn't know some of the things. As I say, we were pre-warned and we were told certain things. And
what are those things?
We just believed that no, he's the right man to lead.
What are those things? Is it the fact that he was a spy for the apartheid regime?
No, well, as I say, I can't talk about some of the things.
Oh, so that's a yes. That's a yes.
It's not a yes.
It's a yes.
No, it's not a yes.
It's a loud yes. Very loud yes.
No.
It's a yes.
You guys always conclude. No. No, there are things which I can't talk about.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what did you like about him in 2012? What swayed you to push his name forward as for deputy?
Well, we worked with him as the leader. Remember, we worked during the days of UDF. The unbanning happened. Yeah, some of the things you can't explain them.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's difficult to explain.
But why do you think the president doesn't want you? Like, what did you do to him? Because it seems very personal, this thing, eh, Penduka?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I don't know. I can't say it's personal. I think, as Tony Yengen always says, There's been ideological differences. Let me cite an example. During COVID, we wanted the Russian vaccine. I'm part of those who said, why not Russian vaccine? Why not Chinese vaccine? Make us choose. Why not during COVID we use interferon from Cuba? These are the countries which were part of our struggle, China, Russia, Cuba. Why couldn't we use the vaccine from Russia? Why couldn't we use the vaccine from China? Why couldn't we use, I use interferon. Our army used interferon. If you Google interferon, you'll see that it has been there for more than 30 years, maybe now 31, 32 years, because then when COVID started. And I've used it, and my immune has been boosted for 5 years. If you read about it, Cuba is one of the best countries. More than 55, 56 countries train their medical doctors in Cuba. That's why I took the young people of the Free State to Cuba, 302 of them. And 298 of them are today medical doctors. You go to Eden Vale Hospital, you go to Barra, you go to the Free State hospitals, you'll find them. And from every township and farm of the Free State, those medical doctors come from there. Except the medical doctors from South African universities. 3-4 weeks ago, 284 graduated from Russia, medical doctors, as well as nuclear specialists, because we were planning for nuclear.
So basically, you guys were not meeting eye to eye on certain ideologies.
Well, that's how we define it, and different the ideological. For instance, I'm saying the DA is the historical enemy, historically. So if we have to work, why can't we work with EFF? Is it because we don't like Malema? We share the same, probably same policies, we share the same trenches, we share the same constituency, blacks in general, Africans in particular. I'm saying I can't work with the DA. That's why the DA hates us. Remember, they said, the ANC of Mabuza Makhashule, we don't want. The ANC of Cyril, yeah, we are comfortable with it. Maybe you guys, you can read.
Between the lines,
And I don't know.
So,
but I don't want to talk bad about the movement. I don't want to talk bad about any leader of the ANC. I'm not that type of a person. I don't do what Mbalula does because I can talk one day and once, and I think I can finish him off. So, I can't do that.
When the ANC suspended you, correct me if I'm wrong, Penduka, they gave you time to come and apologize, which you didn't.
Yeah.
Why was that?
Why should I have apologized? Because I thought I was doing the right thing. Remember, it was about
CR. Can you just step to the mic?
Remember, it was about CR funds. And I said the policy position we took was that nobody in the ANC must use money to ascend to a position. And
so do you think Cyril used money to become the president?
Well, it's clear, it's obvious. Indeed, it happened. You all know, as South Africans, I think it's an obvious question. And an obvious answer.
And then when you hear about the Parapara Gate, what were your thoughts?
Well, we are in what they call Animal Farm. So when I was a teacher, I taught my kids about standard 9, standard 10, that was matric, and grade 11, Animal Farm. In South Africa today, there are those who are who are untouchable, and there are those who must be touched. Conditions have changed. And that's South Africa of today.
And how much money do you have under your mattress?
Hey, man, I don't have my trust bank. I have no money.
But that is, you must admit that you also enjoyed the animal farm of being, you know, some of the animals that are more equal than others when you were at the helm as well, even when you were premier. I mean, you enjoyed, you know, that cushioning.
But we never use the organs of state. You never use organs of state. Just like Lula, maybe just like Zuma, I'll talk for myself. You are given this stigma, corruption. I'm charged with something I don't understand. And the media says I'm charged with corruption and 73 charges. My charges are 3. After a long time, we went to court, we appealed, and then they said, no, only have 3 charges. But out there in the media, I still have 73 charges, fraud and corruption. I'm charged with what is called charge number 1, which is the main charge, oversight. I don't know what is oversight. There's no, in criminal law, as I say, I've studied some law, there's no charge called oversight. I'm charged with taking students to different universities. They went to my PA in US, the Hawks. My PA fortunately recorded them. We have the record. Implicate him, we are not interested in you. I'm in a case, I never knew Saudi until I was arrested. The man in the book written by that young chap, Peter Mayberg, Saudi gave me 10 million hard cash. I only know Saudi when Saudi is arrested. When I'm arrested, I'm put there in the box. Oh, is it Edwin Saudi? Oh, but I've never met you. But you are the guy who gave me 10 million. So I wish that this case goes on because the truth is going to come out. Mm-hmm. And some of the things you don't know will then come out then. I'm waiting for that trial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm prepared. But you now carry the stigma of being a corrupt person. Corrupt, because they want to just remove you. The purpose was to remove me for 2022 December. Mm. That was the only thing.
You were premier of the Free State for a very long time. And, you know, you're talking about corruption now. What was your relationship with the Guptas during that time?
No relationship, except that 2009. Anyway, let me just tell you the story, anecdote. I hear people say, Mbeki did not want Magashule to be premier. I was supposed to be the first premier in 1994. I declined.
Mm.
The youngest premiers was myself and Manny Di Picho. And I was called by Mandela, Mbeki, and Zuma, and they said, why are you declining? And then we said, no, we have decided there's a province, I'm still young, I don't want... Then they said, no, you'll regret. And then I was MEC Economic Affairs. And then we had a clash with Comrade Terra. Also warned by Mandela himself, Mbeki, and Zuma. So, 2009, I become premier. The right time.
Yeah.
Always the right time. Space and time. So, I become premier. All of us premiers of the ANC, I have said it publicly, were called to Sheraton Hotel in Pretoria. Gwede Mantashe was there, Yusuf Bahat, the late, may his soul rest in peace. We are introduced to the Guptas as premiers of the ANC. And the majority of us were chairs at the same time. I can't go into details of that meeting.
Mm.
You have to decide yourselves. We are introduced by the African National Congress headquarters. Even prior before that, maybe 2007, I was MEC Sports. I'm introduced to them by Yusuf Bahat, and the ANC 2009 officially says, your premiers come here. Meet these guys.
Mm, mm.
I can't divulge.
So you had no relationship with them?
No. Except that later on, my son met with Dodozane. And they became friends or closer. And later on, he came to me to say, can these guys, Dodozane says, you can work with them. I said, you are an old man. I mean, you are old enough to decide for yourself. And that's how he then worked for the Guptas.
But you can't
nothing else.
But you can't deny that the Free State was a playground for the Guptas during your time.
What have they done?
Like, they got so much money from the Free State.
No, that's not true. That's not true. You must go and check. Even in the Western Cape, the Guptas did work. That's why even the offices of the ANC in Cape Town, Sahara was their company of IT.
Yeah, the computer.
The ANC occupied the offices of Sahara. And the Guptas did business with the Western Cape government. I don't know, like any other businesses. You know, I'm one man who has worked with the likes of Robert Gumede. And during my time was when I was MEC, Robert Gumede got a tender for roads. That's how I was working for Marion Roberts that time. And we said, then he started business. So I know a lot of business people. It's not just the Guptas. I've been to Basi. I've worked with Shoprite Checkers, Bason.
YT Bason.
I've worked with the likes of Netcare, Dr. Friedman, in partnering with them because they also, as Netcare, had a 25-year contract, not signed by me, with Pelinomi Hospitals and Universitas in the Free State. And I used that relationship also to say to Netcare, train 44 nurses for us. Mm. They went to... So that relationship you don't talk about. Mm. You don't talk about the relationship with a lot of white businesses who was doing roads, WBHO, who was doing roads in the Free State, Robex, and many other smaller companies. When we came, we said, we need to transform. No one talks about those businesses. Shanduka got 800 million to build schools. And they said rent for rent. If you go to PricewaterhouseCoopers report, all the time they said Shanduka was building schools without a tender. Mm. But it happened before I came in. And when I came in, it just happened. And is that part of oversight? 800 million, no tender for all the years. And I'm saying just go to PricewaterhouseCoopers report as auditors. My department as premier, I've got 5 consecutive audit outcomes, clean audit, because I was running the department, the premier's department. Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about the audits and the clean audits we got.
Can you give us like 5 towns that had clean audits in your 15 years?
There is Thabo Mofutsanyane District Municipality, there's Fezile Dabi District Municipality.
They had clean audits.
Clean audits. Mm. Not for 1 year, consecutive years. Because we will sit with all mayors, municipal managers, CFOs, HODs, CFOs at the provincial level, and we call the Auditor General's office in the province. Oh. We were interacting all the time.
Oh.
And we employed, and I was surrounded by professors and doctors. One of my advisors was Professor, the late Professor Plachis, Professor Mgadi from VUT. I worked with Professor Johnson in terms of education and Professor Mtembu, CUT and University of Free State. I surrounded myself with doctors, Dr. Malagwani, Dr. Morosi, Dr. Other well-qualified people. Academically.
So if you're so clean, then where does this notion that Comrade Ace is corrupt? If you want to do business in the Free State, you have to go through him. You know, like he's a mafia, you know?
You have to kiss the ring.
You have to kiss the ring.
It was like that when you were...
That's why I want you guys to travel the towns and townships of the Free State with me and go and ask ordinary people. I was MEC for five, MECs for five departments, never charged with corruption. I was chairperson for all the years. I become premier. I'm only charged with corruption now when I'm no more premier. Mm-hmm. It tells you something. It basically tells you something. The politics of the ANC. And the people who say, no, they never got tenders as ministers and all that. They were getting tenders there. Not during my time. And maybe that's why because when I took over, maybe some of the things changed. And I did not, I can tell you about some of the people who were ministers who were doing tenders in the Free State. It's not a secret, it's open.
Who was it?
Oh, my daughter, you guys must read. You guys must read, you must access documents. That's why I say I'm not here to talk about people, but
yeah.
I'm just giving you things to research yourselves.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a smear campaign?
A serious smear campaign.
Mm.
And that's why I want justice to happen.
Mm.
Yeah, I know people are trying behind, they go to judges, behind, we know what is happening. But you can't defeat the truth. The truth shall always prevail. Mm. That's what kept me during the years of struggle. And that's what is keeping me even now. I'm still walking tall. I'm confident.
Were you involved?
I'm not worried about this.
Were you involved in any mining activities in the Free State?
Not at all.
Mm.
Not at all.
Mm.
I'm not involved in any business myself.
Mm.
Yeah. Look, how many years I've been there. I have no single business.
Mm.
Yeah. People who have never worked. At least I worked. I was a teacher. I was a paralegal.
Yeah.
One of the places where I was hiding was Mayfair.
Mm.
I was staying with senior counsel Matthew Chaskelson. We are sharing the same house in Mayfair. So until today, I have not stolen a cent.
Were you involved in the Jagersfontein deal?
No.
Mm.
The Jagersfontein deal was for the community. There was a community trust. Things are there. They are public. They are known. The community will tell you there. The business people, the company which was working there will tell you all these things. Mm. No cent from any company.
Mm. Mm. Apart from taking students, you know, abroad to universities and stuff, what other projects are you proud of during your reign as the Premier in Free State? Mm.
Don't say apart.
Yeah.
Because I've taken, we have, and as the ANC government then, together with my team, we're a very close team, and close team even with all mayors. The Free State was run by the ANC government. So all South African universities had students from the Free State, and we visited them every year without fail, with business people, with mayors, with speakers, with anybody who wanted to join us, with parents. And we also visited those ones internationally. When I came in, we were spending 5 million as the Free State for bursaries. We moved from 5 million to 500 million and later to a billion. Mm. One thing which makes me feel so good is when during fighting crime with the churches, we raided some of the places there, and we found people keeping and trafficking our young women.
Jesus.
Serious. And these young women, 9 of them were from Tshwane, Northwest, and Soweto.
Mm.
And you know they were tracked with CRC Church, Pastor Art Boshoff.
Oh.
We launched a campaign, and these girls were made sex workers.
Oh.
Yeah. During the night they must go out, and they must bring money, and if they don't do that, these guys will. Smoke and you find them there, they are tracked. I'm happy today We took them for counseling. And today I can tell you, even before I left Free State, we took them to the University of Free State. They are social workers. They are working for the Free State government.
Oh, beautiful.
During my time.
Beautiful.
That's one key project which touched my heart. Mm. And we continue doing that, fighting drugs, serious drugs in Bloemfontein at universities. Very, very serious.
Have you ever dabbled in drugs?
Yourself?
No, nothing?
No, no.
What's your poison?
No, I don't drink, I don't.
Oh, wow.
I don't smoke.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
You're fresh, Moose.
I'm fresh. You can see. I'm young, then. I'm still jumping like a tennis ball. I feel like and run like a cheetah because I come from the Free State.
Lovely.
I'm more active than some young guys.
Yeah.
Very active. Very active.
So now you've started your own party. It's called ACT, yes?
Well, it's not my party.
Okay.
It's the people's party.
Okay.
I was approached by young people. I was approached by a Muruti there with other Murutis. And they said, and the young people said to me, and the disgruntled members of the ANC said to me, and funny enough, General Ntemeza also came to me. I said, hey, General, how come? He says, no, you can't be... These things cannot be happening. Then I said, are you ready, General?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm in.
Yeah.
Then I started going out consulting.
Yeah.
Long before the ANC could actually expel me, I went to President Begi, Zuma, Khalema. I started with Comrade Khalema. In fact, he called me.
Yeah.
And I said, I know that I'm going to be expelled because I had inside information.
Of course, yes.
Then I said, no. When they said I must apologize, I said, for what? I'm a principal person. I can't apologize for something which I think was wrong.
Did you ever think of joining the EFF?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all. Not at all. I do interact with EFF. We have serious...
Because after you got expelled, you did have a conversation with Julius, ne?
No, I've been meeting the Secretary General, Masha.
Yeah.
Yes. Those are the comrades I know, Floyd, Julius.
They didn't try to convince you to come join them?
Well, there was a discussion, but I said, no, I had no intention to join EFF. I had an intention to work with them, not join them.
Who came up with the logo? Because it reminds me very much of the ANC. And what do the colors mean?
Well, it reminds you of the ANC.
Even the name.
The ANC
Africa
is...
Congress. African National Congress. African Congress for Transformation.
Congress is something else. A convention is something else. We are thinking even convention. We said no. Congress tradition. Our fathers and forefathers, they went to... Soweto clip down Freedom Charter. We are adherents of the Freedom Charter ourselves. The Freedom Charter doesn't just belong to the African National Congress. It belongs to the people of South Africa. Those colors, black, green, and gold, are the ANC colors.
But
black, green, and gold define something. They talk about the land, the people, and the economy. And we added the blood of our people and the participation of the workers, socialist orientation.
See it,
that
storm.
Is what it's all about. So we still need umnotho, the economy in the hands of the... It's only South Africa where the majority of South Africans who are black, indigenous people don't own the economy. It's a funny situation in the whole world.
So it's not because... If it's not because you thought people would get confused and think it's the ANC...
Yes.
No. That's why I said... remember, I said I will die in the ANC. But I was expelled. What did you expect me to do? My blood is still black, green, and gold. Because green and
ANC
gold...
ANC for life.
No, it's the blood of our people. It's our economy. It's the wealth. It's the people. It's the land.
Mm. To us, it just looks like you're still hungover, you know, and you'd go back to the ANC if they said, Ace, we made a mistake. Come back. The optics, that's what it looks like.
Well, in politics, as a Marxist student of Marx and Lenin, material conditions determines whatever decisions we take. Conditions now and then are not the same. Conditions today and tomorrow will not be the same. So I don't know. I can't give you a clear answer to say yes or no.
So conditions you'd go, will determine. You'd go back, no?
You would.
No.
That's a yes.
Conditions will determine.
That's a yes.
No. There's no yes here. I'm with the people.
That's a yes. But I don't get it.
No.
I'm with the house.
Yeah.
Kublai.
Yes. The prodigal son has returned.
Maybe one day it will happen. That all black African parties will come together and go back to the movement of the people.
How come
the ANC is not the movement of leaders? It's a movement of the people.
How come some?
I give it credit for that.
How come some of your close comrades haven't followed you to your party?
It's too early, my brother. Mm. Too early. Politics is something else. It's a science. You must master it. Mm. It's too early.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you want high-profile people? I'm not high-profile. It's you media who made me high-profile.
Mm.
I'm just an ordinary community leader. Mm. If you go to the Free State and in Gauteng,
mm.
you know I'm going to be, or I know Gauteng more than Free State.
Wow.
I know every corner of Gauteng because I stayed here.
Mm, for so long.
I spent time here. Mm. I know every town and township of the Free State. I know people in each and every town, every farm in that province.
Is the Shembe Church part of your party? Are they involved in any way?
No.
Mm.
I don't know whether there is any Shembe party.
Mm. Mm, Shembe Church?
No. I've just consulted churches because I think the churches has been marginalized since this new term. Mm. So I stay very close. I'm a Christian.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. I'm a Christian, yeah.
What do you say to people that say, okay, you failed to run the Free State. How are you going to succeed running the country?
How did I fail running the Free State? If you go to 26 townships in the Free State during my term, we're spending 500 million tiring and paving every township. A township like Allington, we paved everything. A township like Cornelia, which is black and white, there were 45 whites there during my time. I don't know how many whites now in Cornelia, in Dueling. We paved, when I left Cornelia, we are left with 1.9 kilometers to have paved the whole township and so-called town. We paved, go to Virginia. We paved lots and lots of streets. Go to my township, Paris. Go to Batu location. In the whole country, we are the only province during the term I was leading with the collective.
Oh.
Where we built 50 square meter houses, 60 square meter houses in Batu location. We built in all colored communities, Bakken Park, Sandersville, Haydedan, Skonkenville, Bronville, Bren Park. We built houses for so-called colored communities.
Yeah.
They don't want the 40 square meter houses, the 35 square meter houses. And during our term, go and see. We did not build the same RDP, same houses. I went to the Cubans. They designed 10 models, 10 designs to choose from. And we built those 10 designs and we said to the community, choose whatever design we want. Go and see. And the house we built during our term don't have cracks. If you check throughout the country, the RDP houses have cracks. And it was only the Cubans who advised us and say, no, it's because at the window, at the door frames and the window frames, you don't have lintels.
Mm.
And when we started building, we started putting lintels. Same money, building 50 square meter houses,
mm.
100 square meter houses, if you go to Kwakwa from one room houses, from the old people. We built 100 square meters. If you go for military veterans, now you go to this township. We took a lot of students to all South African universities. During my time as premier, first 3 months, state of the province of the premier, there were 1,043 teachers unemployed. Mm. I mean, temporary, for years. I sat in my state of the province, MEC education. By the end of 3 months, all 1,043 teachers must be permanent. I think you have seen the TikTok, and the teacher reminded me of the number, because I know the number by heart, 1,043. All the companies were security companies. Oh. Insourcing happened with us. All the companies which employed security officers, I gave them time to say, we are going to insource security. So I made sure that those workers who were working for security companies became full-time government officials. All the hospitals which outsource catering, food, I gave them time, a year or two. And I said, Ramaik Mokoena the late, may your soul rest in peace. You are feeding Welkom Hospital, Thabong Hospital, yeah, whatever. We are preparing to insource, because the unions were fighting for insourcing. It's the first time I insource security. I insource cleaning. The cleaning companies which were working for the Free State government, when we took over, I said the cleaners must be full-time, because they were earning on the 49th of the month and all that. EFF has been talking about the 24-hour clinics. You go to Batu Clinic, it's a 24-hour clinic. You go to Harib, because I look at the manifesto of the ANC, education priority number one, health number two. That's why I took children to Cuba. I took them to Russia. I took them to Bulgaria. I took them to Portugal. I took them to Turkey. I took them to Germany. Some of them now, I think we can even give you, I met a mother yesterday at the Sandton Mall. We have that video. I just bumped against them. They said, Mr. Mahashule, can we greet you? You know, our child is now in... I'm sure we can play that for you. I said, oh. And they said, we are very thankful.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So lawyers are there. Remember, we are focusing on skills which black people were not allowed to do. Mathematicians, Haymaths. We started a project called Haymaths from India.
Yeah.
That's why during my term, we were always number one. Province in terms of education, because we also have MEC Makwe, and myself and MEC Makwe and Manyoni, we started Career Guidance Center in our township. We are very passionate about education. The man was an engineer. He liked maths and science. He worked for Sasol.
So if you say
we haven't done anything, I'm just giving you things just which can touch. You can't touch education. You can't touch, but you'll see what education does.
So if you were to wake up and you're the president of this country tomorrow, what would you change?
First and foremost, the lives of our people. Let's do this, you South Africans. Mandela was there. He reconciled us. We became close, even with the people who were torturing us. We were made peace officers after the unbanning. That Captain Heine, who was torturing me, I was told to interact with him. So Mandela brought that peace and reconciliation. President Mbeki came in. He brought us as Africans together with the continent, because we rely on Lesotho. We rely on Zimbabwe. You now rely on Mozambique for electricity. You rely on Lesotho for water. And that's why I don't understand people who have this xenophobic mentality. Then came President Zuma. When did Vision 2030 start? Long-term planning? With President Zuma leadership. When did education become priority number one? With President Zuma's leadership. Education, health, fighting crime and corruption, township development. When did you guys, black African, enjoy the economy of South Africa? I don't know you guys, majority of black people who started businesses might have started years ago, but during Zuma's time, black township entrepreneurs mushroomed. Where are we today? Where's the middle class? Even people who had money, their houses have been taken. Their cars have been repossessed. People are hungry. There is no more just hunger. There is famine. What is happening in terms of crime? Truth be told, you guys benefited during Zuma's time. Black people in the main majority. Zuma did not know these people. I did not know these people. The township entrepreneurs were growing. What's happening to black business today, African businesses? They've collapsed. Are you running business? Compare those years and now. Truth be told.
So what happened between Zuma's reign and Cyril's then?
You know, apartheid guys planned for us. They planned for us. And that's why we are not against white people becoming rich. But it's only few families and monopolies which are taking everything. Big companies even go for small tenders, supply toilet papers for government. Those were set asides during Zuma for black business, young entrepreneurs, youth. I'm proud. And I just hear the media saying all these pumping stories. I say, let's go to the people. If you want to see me, let's go to the people.
So then,
by town.
Would you say the ANC is captured then?
Oh, long captured. That was the battle. Yeah. Yeah.
By white monopoly capitalists.
If certain people can tell you, or hey, that Makhashule must go by this weekend if he doesn't go. Haven't you seen that? Then I just threw a button out of the meeting. Zoom. Out.
You're talking about
suspended.
The, you're talking about the Stellenbosch Mafia.
Oh, they are running South Africa. Truth be told, you know them. You know people who are running this.
Of course, of course.
Every business, whatever we do now, black business can no longer flourish.
Yeah.
African business. And that's why the strategy and tactics of the ANC has always talked about blacks in general and Africans in particular. And I've championed that in my province. I will continue championing it because that's what I believe.
But this was happening under your watch per se.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you do when you are part of a collective?
But did you make any efforts in addressing the issues?
Yes.
The ANC.
Maybe that's why he's expelled.
Go and talk to NUMSA about privatization, what they call public-private partnership of SAA. Go and ask the crew association our interaction with them and NUMSA and what was our resolution. And I adhered and I made sure that I don't move from that position of don't privatize SAA, don't expel or retrench the workers of SABC, don't sell ESCOM, because these things are given private-public partnership. No. Once a private company owns a majority shareholding in a public entity, that's privatization.
Would you
ask
say,
NUMSA, ask Crew Association, my position with Comrade the late Jesse Duarte. And things just happen because you are not in government. You're trying to hold employees in government accountable. And you are part of a collective. I can't defy a collective
but then
when decisions are taken.
Would you say there's room in the current ANC for internal criticism? Or if you voice out any criticism, you must go out the door?
It depends who you are. It depends who you are. And as I say, we were not vigilant. We did not think about 25 years after freedom. We did not think about 30 years after freedom. These guys were planning, and they have planned to take and reverse the gains of the revolution.
And it's happening now.
It's daylight.
Hey.
Daylight. We are becoming hopeless. And that's why we said we can't just be out of politics. Here is the party. We're going to work with the people. And we have no leadership for now. The people who make ANC win elections, it's not me, it's Magashule, it's not a highly profile person who works on the ground. Ordinary people who don't even have a great metric. After election, you say, no, we don't want, we want somebody educated to be this and that.
So the elections aren't rigged then?
Which elections?
Any elections. You know, we hear all around the world that these things are rigged.
Hey, we must, ANC elections or the country's election.
Country.
We're going to be watching. We'll be watching. We are talking about this with other parties.
So there's a possibility
that we have to be vigilant.
So there's a possibility they can be rigged.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time, right?
Yeah. I don't know whether they were.
Come on, you're the Secretary General, the top dog of the ANC.
I don't know. But this time I think, you can see. This time we must be vigilant.
You.
And all of us, we have talked. I've talked with some parties, with ATM, and we have said, with BLF, we have said, hey, our eyes, EFF, we have said, hey, our eyes must be wide open.
What do you think is going to happen in the elections next year?
We are seeing it with by-elections. So we are saying, hey, next year, wafa wafa.
Yeah.
Wafa wafa.
Because I've been sold.
I won't be somewhere in the IEC center. I'll be one of the people who will be in the voting station counting and watching.
Because to be honest, Saul, if ANC wins again, then it's rigged, dog. With everything that's happening. Load shedding.
Yeah, because now it's affecting
water shedding,
everyone.
Water shedding. It's affecting everything.
Even the
and they still win.
In the strongholds, the rural areas. Yeah.
People blame me for potholes in the free.
There's a lot. Only in Maris. Close to your house, there's no potholes. There.
Listen.
Have you been to this house? There's no potholes.
No, listen. I'm out of Free State for 8 years.
Yeah.
During and when I left, there was no pothole anywhere.
Yeah.
All the national provincial roads were tarred, paved township roads. There was no water shedding.
Yeah.
Go to my township, Paris, next to the van.
Yeah.
It's 18 months now without water.
Wow.
Kanjani, man. Kanjani.
You've mentioned so many great things you've done in the Free States. How do you think you're going to fare in the elections, in the free, or how are you hoping to fare in the East, in the Free States and nationally? What are your goals?
We are going to do very well.
Mm.
We wait and see.
30% Free State?
Wait and see. Our target is just to Free State will win.
You'll win Free State.
We'll win Free State. Wow. We'll win Northern Cape. We'll win Northwest.
Oh. Hey, man.
Yeah. And we'll be here in Joburg, in Gauteng.
Hey, man.
We are there in the Eastern Cape. We are there in the Eastern Cape.
That's Eastern Cape. They love the ANC, the Eastern Cape.
Yeah, Baba. I studied in the Eastern Cape. It's no more the Eastern Cape then. Watch the space.
Yeah.
I know Vale.
Do you?
I know Soweto. Yeah.
Hey, what seats? You just
yeah.
said.
Yeah. Soweto as a whole, I know Soweto. Yeah. I know Johannesburg. I know Tembisa. Foslo. I know Foslo. I know Alex.
Hey,
man. I stayed there.
You win the election.
Oh, Baba. I know the whole country. I was Secretary General. Hey. Hey, my daughter.
Do you miss the blue lights?
No, not at all. I people who, and you must ask the guys who were my close protector.
Yeah.
You know, even when you eat, they're supposed to be somewhere.
Yeah.
They watch their cars.
Yeah.
When I was premier and MEC anytime, when I go into a restaurant, I sit down with them.
Okay.
I broke the rules.
Yeah,
maybe it's one of my weaknesses. Because I am a human being. I feel for others.
Yeah.
Black and white. I've built RDP houses for white people.
Mm.
I've built RDP houses for Mike Mukwena, the late Free State Star owner, gave his farm workers land. And we built RDP houses at this land in Harrismith.
Wow. When are you taking us to the hockey club, man? We want to go there, man.
Well, I don't know hockey. I only know soccer. I know karate. I know boxing. I can take you there. And nowadays, I enjoy watching rugby.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Boko Boko. I play him so
well. And they're doing well. Yeah.
So...
I'm being told that you gotta go now. Ependuka, anything you wanna ask him?
Yeah, I mean, with everything you've said,
still have time.
With everything you've said about the ANC, and you saying you may do well, you will do well in the Free States, and then let's say there needs to be a coalition. Are you now gonna work with the very same ANC that is captured and has lost its soul?
Material conditions will determine. Material conditions. I'm a Marxist.
Such as?
Material conditions. Conditions then. Because we want to win elections. I hear the ANC saying, we'll never have coalitions. We are going to win elections.
So you're open to working with the ANC?
We will be open to working with all progressive forces, people who actually care about the poor, about Africans, the educated and uneducated, the 18 to 35 and 35 above, because nowadays, if you are 35, you can't get it. If you are more than 35, you can't get the job. No, that's not what we have been doing.
But you never told us. You never told us what you're going to do if you become president.
No. I'm not even aiming to become president.
Okay.
I've never. I don't have such ambitions and aspiration. I just want to serve.
Okay.
That's me. Position is not important for me. And that's why they say it's cold. It's not cold. Not at all.
How powerful are these guys, the ones that are really running the country? How powerful are they?
Well, with money, you capture everything. These guys are powerful because...
But my thing is, they've always had money, even during Mbeki's reign, during Zuma's reign. Why
they
now?
Were plenty. Understand the information I'm giving you. Understand the release of Nelson Mandela and 2017. White people first time going to Soweto in big numbers, committing. They couldn't do that with Mbeki, with Zuma, with Mandela. They couldn't. They timed. And
they
knew.
Patient, eh?
Yeah.
They patient.
Because they know that a liberation movement in Africa, they say after 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, is going to lose power. So they planned. You know? Even when they released Mandela, these guys were clever. They first released Walter Sisulu, test the ground. But they look at the shoulders of Mandela. And they found the shoulders, and they said, he's no more strong. He won't fight again. So when they released him, they knew that they are releasing Mandela, who's old now. And who won't...
Is it true for like 7 years he was living in a posh house? He wasn't in prison anymore before they released him. They were programming him.
Yeah, he wasn't in a cell anymore.
I can't say for 7 years, but... before he was released. Actually, he was taken out of Robben Island and taken to a safe house.
Crazy, man.
You want me to talk about things which, yeah. But yeah, no, it's not, I can't say for 7 years.
Mm.
Yeah, but indeed, it's a known fact that he was taken to, is it Groteskier?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. So that there is, if you say you're not, you don't really care for positions and you want to serve, with all these political parties we have, you couldn't identify one that speaks to you and join it? You had to be president of one?
No.
Because now you're just watering down the voters that could just concentrate to one or few political oppositions.
That's still my concern and worry that white parties are coming together and white parties deliberately establishing splinter black parties.
Action SA.
Action SA, which is the other one?
I don't know. I just know that one.
Honorable Rise. It's a decoy. and I'm worried. We as black people, Africans, we are having this many parties. I so wish, and that's why I say I'm prepared to serve under any person. I so wish we can come just together. And have one party, if that is possible. Because the divide and rule strategy is continuing. And it's making us weaker and weaker and weaker. It's my wish. And I think we are engaging. And it's not because I wanted to be. I did not want even to be the leader of this party. As these chaps, I still have doubts. And I still don't even want to be called president. We are still trying to find a real term.
Like because
everybody wants, like, president. Mm. Throughout the world, there is only one president. Mm. Even photos. You know, when I was in the Free State, I started saying, after seeing the world, I started saying, don't put the premier's photo there, put the president's photo. Because everywhere in any country, there is only one photo. Now, in South Africa, a photo of deputy, of minister, of mayor, of... In an office, no. There must be one photo of the president, President Cyril Ramaphosa, throughout the country.
With everything that you know, should we be scared? Hmm? What's coming in this country? Should we be scared with everything that you know?
You guys must, as Africans and black people in general, unite and vote for the right parties. I'm not saying just vote act. You may have to... You may say there are other organizations who has been there, which probably are growing and all that. Let the voters decide. I have fought for that. Freedom of association, freedom of speech, freedom of political affiliation. So this is the time where all of us must unite. I still miss the days of Stephen Bantu Biko, Black Consciousness, because we were conscientized and we are coming together. Robert Sobukwe and the others, Nelson Mandela, Oliver Tambo especially.
So how important are these coming elections?
Very, very important. If we miss it this time, as black and Africans in particular, forget.
Oof.
Our country will go forever. Forget as black people, we'll regress and we'll regret. So it's wafa wafa. Wafa, wafa. Yeah, it's a must.
What's your stance, the ACT stance on illegal immigration and the borders?
Well, remember, we said we are still consulting members and communities because we are a people's organization. We are not going to decide for the people. We are still engaged in consultations and all that. We were just announcing the party. That's why later on we'll announce our policy positions and our leadership. Yeah, I so wish that
Wait, did he answer?
Young
that?
People leaders.
Now he's saying they haven't decided yet. Oh, it's just that I heard him say he's got a problem with the xenophobia. Hence, I asked that.
Oh, yeah.
But he says they're still formulating policy.
What are you writing here on the notes? What is this?
Oh, yeah, No.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Listen, I've even written Porto Academy.
Okay.
Hey, I took Bloemfontein Celtics, Jimmy, and the late Mike Mokoena to Porto. So Bloemfontein Celtics and Free State Stars must win. I've met the guys like Ronaldo.
Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo?
Oh, I've met Ronaldo.
Wow.
I've worked with Mendes.
Yes, yeah, George Mendes. Mendes. He's his manager, yeah.
That's the man.
Yes.
And the Free State was in that space.
Wow.
And you guys say, hey, we have not done anything. Yeah, we have done a lot of things, man, I'm telling you.
Mm.
We have done a lot of things. During my term, I made sure that facilitate conducive environment. There are two black people who own malls in the township.
Mm.
Freddie Kenny in Mangaung, Mike Nkuna in Welkom Thabo. Yeah.
I sing it.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But the shops, who owns the shops? Mm. They own the mall.
Mm.
But the shops, white monopoly.
Hey, hey.
The malls have killed. We might be happy we have malls, but they've killed our poor black entrepreneurs, Kasi entrepreneurs.
Mm.
And that's why we must think otherwise. Other people unite. The Jews are united.
The Arabs
are united. The Indians are united. We divided.
Mm.
But it's because we are majority and they have to divide us. And that's why we and black and colors and Indians and Africans, we must unite and become one. And mental consciousness is necessary.
And that is, what do you want to be remembered as?
Just as an ordinary community person, community leader, not that much a politician, an activist, somebody who has passion for education and for young people, somebody who has passion for his people. I love South Africa and I love our people and I love Africa, the continent.
Mm.
And I love all the progressive countries which assisted us during years of struggle. I have nothing to offer, but I'm sure as communities, if we work together, as the people's organization, and as young people who have never voted, I've met people with 40 years old, 26 years old. Some of them are my relatives. I didn't know that they have never voted. They only tell me now. And I can see that a lot of young people are hopeless. They are giving up. So we need, government or not government, I need to play my role. And that's why we have a foundation in my township. All the guys who have been successful, who have come together. And we said, let's assist. We are taking children up to now. I'm not depending on government. We are taking them to various universities. We are taking them, those who don't have sanitary towels. That's what we are doing.
Beautiful.
I'm still doing community, simple community work. I'm not telling people that every month I'm giving somebody 1,000 rand. I'm not telling anybody.
How many kids do you have? I'm sure you got a kid in every street. In
Paris. How many kids do you have?
It's two.
You have two?
Yeah, only have
two. Are you sure?
Yes.
Ah. I can't ask you personal questions.
How many do you think you have?
Nah, but Oaks don't drink and smoke.
What? Yeah. How many kids do you have?
I'm at one.
Why do
I drink
one?
And I smoke,
why
so I'm at one.
Why do you have one child?
Kids are expensive, that is. You need to provide the best for them and they require time and energy.
A country to be powerful economically, to be recognized as a powerhouse, numbers. That's why China is 1.45 billion people.
India.
India is 1.3. It's a powerhouse. Russia with so many. Now you come with 60 million. You must make children.
Yeah, yeah. Must pump.
Panel. Is
you
that
must
you?
Make children.
Okay, I'll start. I'll start.
Yeah.
But they're expensive. You guys, that's the problem. And
no,
then,
man.
And then, see, you say that, and then the queues, they're there, the grants and stuff. People have kids they can't afford.
You know,
so that's also dangerous.
You know, my mother was number what? Number 12?
Sure.
That's different. Then and you there could.
Was there
back
food?
Back then, yo.
We are struggling, my brother. There was no fish and chips.
But things are worse now.
No, you guys must not run away. Make children.
You and your friends in the ANC.
Make children, my brother. Make kids. I advise you, don't make one child. We need more children here. Mm. We need the population.
Mm, mm.
Yeah, we want energetic people who will actually make the economy run.
How old is
Germany and others don't have... that's why they get migrants from elsewhere. Because they are too old. So their economy is stuck. Young people make the economy pump. So please, pump, guys, pump.
How old is your youngest?
17 years old. I've got twins.
Oh, nice.
And they are doing matric, and they're going to be my first-time voters. They are going to vote ACT. 17-year-olds. Yeah. And I'm 63 now. I'm going to be 64 this year.
How's your relationship? Before you go, how's your relationship with the former president, Jacob Zuma? Are you guys in good terms?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Ah, wonderful.
Mm.
With all the presidents I've worked with, Mandela, Sisulu, Mbeki, Zuma. Ah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Zuma is a warm person.
Ne?
Zuma is a real people's leader. Forget us.
Mm.
He's a father.
Mm.
That's why he still stays in Nkandla.
Mm.
Yeah. It's Lale Nilapo, where there are no rich people surrounded by poverty. And hey, that chap is something else.
We're trying to get him on the show. Can you help us get him on the show?
Yeah, no. I'm going to help you.
Oh,
he must. I'm going to help you.
He must act fast.
No, we act, man. We act. And you must vote for act. I'm going to bring Zuma here, and then you must vote for act.
I'm voting for you.
Hey, we are here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Welcome to Black Act. Excellencies, do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki, bungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.